Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, hey Harper, why did the shadow person cross the road?
I don't know. Why did it cross the road?
I don't know. We'll never know. Because he disappeared.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
If you have a real ghost story, we want to hear about it. Call in anytime. It's 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show, you'll also get advanced episodes and access to the archive. You can become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. You can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes in Harper. How are you today?
I'm very, very good.
Did you like my attempt at ghost humor?
Yes.
I wrote the joke myself. I don't know that it was like brilliant, but it was good.
Yeah,
was
it? It had potential.
It made you giggle a wee little bit. I think I heard it in your voice.
Yeah.
I didn't tell her the punchline. I just said, you got to say this.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. So it might be a lot of hype for the story, but there's a story about a shadow person on the road.
Oh, wow.
So you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay, here it goes.
Hi, guys. My name is Nicole. I've called before, and I wanted to call in and tell you another ghost story or shadow person story. I was working late. I usually work till like 2 or 3 in the morning, and I got off work. I was driving home, and it was a divided highway at 2-lane. And there was a car that was probably about, I'd say, about 5 car lengths ahead of me. And, you know, I lived in the mountains, so, you know, you watch for deer, you watch for animals, and, you know, it's really, really dark. There's no street lights or anything like that. So, I was driving almost home, and all of a sudden, I see a really tall man in a hat start to cross the street right in front of us. It then disappeared when it got to the hood of that person's car in front. I thought I was hallucinating, and I would have thought I was hallucinating if I was by myself, but we both slammed our brakes on at the same time. So how I can describe this was a shadow that was darker than the darkest night. I mean, it stood out dark against, like I said, a wooded, no street lights out there in the woods, and it was just dark. It had a hat, and like I said, if I hadn't had somebody in front of me slam their brakes on at the same time, I would have thought I was crazy. And, you know, it just disappeared, and we went on our way. Then about, I would say, probably another month or so passed, I had gotten off work. I worked several jobs all at the same place. And so I worked some in the morning and I worked some at night. And it all kind of ran together. But anyways, I had gotten off in the afternoon and I went over to my friend's house. I'd never been to this house before. She was staying there with a friend. And I was sitting on the bed, which it was at the end of the bed, so it kind of faced down the hallway. And as I'm sitting there looking down the hallway, all of a sudden I see a tall man, shadow man, come out of the wall, walk down the hall, and disappear into the bathroom. And this is in the middle of the day. This is probably 1:30 in the afternoon. I was completely surprised and astonished. I've never seen a shadow person since then. I became obsessed with the fact that I had seen this several times. So I started to research it and found out that most people describe it exactly the same way, which is, you know, darker than the darkest night. I didn't know there was a phenomenon about having, you know, long coats or hats, but both times, I don't know if it was the same shadow man, if it was, I really don't know, but they both were wearing a hat, both the same height, and I never saw it again in two different places, you know. I'm not really sure. It didn't really do anything other than just appear and, you know, disappear. So it was really cool. I'm glad that I've learned that I'm not the only one, and it makes me feel kind of cool to experience these things. So nothing too scary, just bizarre, and makes you wonder exactly what this is, or is it a, you know, another dimension, or I don't know, there's so many theories out there. But anyways, thank you so much for hearing my story. Hope you play it. Love you guys. Have a good night.
What do you think about shadow people?
Isn't it just fun when you see a random shadow man disappear into the bathroom?
Or
it makes you wonder, did he pee himself away?
Did he just, like, go down the toilet? Is that where he disappeared to, down the toilet? I think,
you know,
it's weird.
A spoon full of sugar makes the shadow man go down.
Okay, that joke was worse than mine. Really.
I made you laugh, though.
You did make me laugh. Thank you for that. I think that first story is weird, that she sees the shadow person on the road, and then the car in front of her must have seen it too, because they put on their brakes.
Yeah.
Which is really weird for both of them to have seen that.
I wonder if it was just a weird person.
I don't know. But then she described it as darker than the darkest night. That doesn't sound like a person.
Creepy person.
Yeah. It sounds like what she saw was a shadow person both times. Do you think they're connected, or is it just a coincidence that she saw them both?
I don't think they're connected, because, like, we see a whole bunch of different shadow figures, like, throughout different stories that are just completely, like, different. Like, we've had ones with tall men with top hats, short women with dresses on. You name it. We've had so many shadow figures. I doubt that they were connected.
And it kind of seems to me with shadow people, I need to talk to an expert on them sometime and get a little bit of information about them. Because it seems
like
to me
called.
Yeah, because it seems like they're more like you're just seeing them moving. Like the one time I saw one, he was just walking down a short little hallway at home. I don't know what he was doing, but it didn't have anything at all to do with me. It didn't seem like he was trying to scare me. It didn't seem like he seemed big, so that's why I refer to him as a he. But it wasn't like trying to sneak up on me or make crazy sounds or anything like that. And these, both of them, just seem to be oblivious to anything else. It's almost like she just caught them doing that.
Yeah.
But it is kind of cool how that happened. And I love that she's not terrified by it. And she's like, yeah, it's so awesome. I got to have that experience.
I feel like you'd be terrified by it, though.
I was, it was weird. I can't, because I only saw the one. And I don't know that I can't say I was terrified. It was more like a, what was it? And then after that, I got ready in the bathroom with the door shut.
So, yeah.
There must have been a little bit of scared going on, because I was like, I just don't want to see it again. If it's going to walk by, it's going to walk by. It didn't bother me anything. So if my door's shut, I just can't see it. And I never did see it.
If I can't see it, it's not there.
Exactly. Exactly. It could have walked by every day for a week and I didn't know.
You'll never know.
And I'm okay with that. Okay, here's our next story. It says, this happened about a year ago. Due to some family issues, I temporarily moved in with my grandparents. My grandma comes and goes as she tends to the other house more than she does this house. They live in a nice four-bedroom split-entry house. My grandparents slept upstairs while I took over the whole downstairs. It was nice and quiet away from my crazy family issue at home. After a few months of living there, I started to hear things. First, it sounded like someone was walking right outside my bedroom, but then it escalated to something I will never forget. It was the eve of Christmas. That's funny because we most say it was Christmas Eve, but that isn't what this says. So I'm going to go with it. It was the eve of Christmas when I first heard it. I was in a deep sleep when I was woken by a loud wailing. It sounded like a baby crying right outside my bedroom window, but then it turned into something that sounded like a cat meowing or crying, if that's a thing. At first, in my disoriented state, I was like so confused, like who the hell is crying or whose baby is that? But I didn't dare to look outside my window. The crying got louder. By now, it sounded like someone was heavily sobbing like at a funeral. I was now fully awake and scared shitless. I sat up in my bed and froze for like a good 5 minutes, thinking it was just my imagination playing games with me. But no, this was real. I was wide awake, and someone or something was outside my bedroom window. I quickly reached beside my bed where my iPod was, and I quickly plugged the headphones into my ears to drown out the crying noise. My heart was pounding against my chest as I tried to fall back asleep. I secretly prayed for it to go away. To say the least, it helped me to fall back to sleep. Must be the iPods helped. The next morning, on Christmas Day, I woke up trying to forget the last night incident when my grandpa came in my room with a box. It was some shoes that I had ordered online. As I was pulling out my shoes, my grandpa suddenly asked me, "Was Katie here yesterday?" Katie is my niece's name, and she's 2. I shot my grandpa a confused look. "No, why?" He looked at me and then let out a small chuckle. He said he thought she was because he heard someone crying last night. That's when I got scared and told him I thought it was a cat. He told me I was probably dreaming and told me not to worry about it. That's interesting because he heard it too.
That's like a sudden change of like, don't worry.
You didn't hear anybody crying. I'd forget I ever said anything.
Yeah, that I didn't say that. You're crazy.
Oh, but then it goes on. It says, the thing is, my grandpa is a big believer in the supernatural. My grandpa was born with a gift, kind of like a sixth sense. He can sense and feel things that us normal people can't. So for him to tell me not to worry about it, I knew that he knew something. That's good that she knew that he was bullshitting her. I was meeting up with my family at my aunt's house for Christmas anyways, so I was going to tell them about what happened. When I got to my aunt's house, I told her and my mom what had happened. I told them what I heard, what Grandpa heard, and what he said to me. My mom looked worried and said she'll talk to my grandpa about it. My aunt was the same. She also said she'll talk to him about it. I honestly don't know if they did or not. I'm not going to ask them again. A couple weeks went past without me hearing it again. My parents bought a new house, so my stay with my grandparents was over. I was in the middle of packing up some of my things around 8 p.m. on a Monday night, music playing, TV on, when I heard the same crying sound again. Again, I froze. This time it was so close, I thought it was inside my room. My blinds were closed, so I couldn't see anything outside, but I was too scared to even go close to my window. This time...
Yeah, I would be too.
I would, yeah. The crying is just freaky to me when it's that loud. This time, yeah. I slowly walked out of my room and upstairs to where my grandpa was. He was looking outside the porch window. I knew he heard it too. As I stood by the stairs waiting for him to say something, he kept stretching his neck to look over to something. He muttered something, and I don't know what, but it must have worked because when he turned around, he saw me and told me to go back downstairs and everything was all right. That night, the crying sound came and went on and off. I never really looked outside my window to see the source of the cry. I never asked my grandpa what he said or what he thought it was. I pushed that behind me as I moved back in with my parents.
That's creepy. I would definitely question that.
I would too, because grandpa knows something. And if it's a crying sound and I'm hearing it too, obviously then you must be sensitive enough to hear it.
Yeah, and you're not going crazy.
And isn't it weird the way the mom and the aunt, they're like, oh, well, we'll talk to grandpa.
Like, it's almost like it's almost like they know something too.
Yeah, it feels like everybody knows but her. Says, after I left, my cousin moved in with my grandparents. She took over my room and redid everything. I assumed everything was all good until I asked her if she heard crying sounds at night. She looked at me scared and said, yeah, I have. I told her what happened to me when I was there, and she confirmed everything. I knew my grandpa and I were not the only ones to hear this crying noise. To this day, I can still hear the disturbing crying sound when I close my eyes or when I go back to my grandparents' house. I refuse to spend another night there. Janice!
That's creepy.
Janice! Come on, ask your granddad. Just come out and ask him. What is it, Grandpa? What do you know?
Just question it.
And
because, ask questions.
Because when it's your grandparents, and I hate to say this, at some point they'll be gone. He'll be gone and you'll never have the chance to ask him. So just say whatever you heard. I was able to hear it. Our cousin could hear it. What keeps crying? Now, maybe yeah. Grandpa has some sicko dark secret and he's got some hidden room in the house.
And he's hiding a child.
Serial murderer. Yeah. Like, is. And then in that case, then don't ask your grandpa about it.
Yeah, then don't ask.
Don't go visit your grandpa ever again. It just feels like reading this story, there are too many questions, number one. And it feels like other people knew things and they weren't sharing it with Janice.
Yeah, they should really share stuff with Janice.
Janice deserves to know.
Yes, she does.
If you're hearing it, it's not fair to be like, not going to tell you. So was the Katie here last night? No, but I heard someone crying too. Oh, never mind. That just makes then, no like, sense.
We'll talk to, and then they're like, we'll talk to him about it. Don't worry. We'll talk to him about it. Like, what do you people know?
Like, is there a secret sibling or did somebody have a child that y'all are keeping a secret? What is the deal? So I
are y'all hiding like a child in the basement or?
I think, Harper, this could be paranormal or criminal.
Criminal.
You're going
That's
criminal.
A new one.
It's one or the yeah. other. It could be a felony or it could be paranormal.
I'm going to go criminal on this one.
It feels criminal to me because of the secrets.
Secrets. I'm going to go criminal on this one.
And I'm going to go so far as to say criminal and probably a felony.
Yeah.
Just so
on
you
many
know.
Accounts.
So don't trust Grandpa. So if you have a real ghost story, we want to hear it. Call in anytime, 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes, access to the archive, you can become a premium subscriber. Go through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games, and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games, and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.